Superchamps.com.
Cloudy, cool tonight and tomorrow night. With the lows around 25, cloudy tomorrow and Wednesday, little temperature change from high around 39. And right now on Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, we have 34 degrees as we rock on. Rod Stewart.
Lady Madonna, it's 7:34 at the Super Q. I'll take the fifth caller at 298-1813 for the turkey shoot. Starting all over again. It's 7:37 at the Super Q with Joey Ryan, and I have on the phone Belinda Smith of Detroit. Hi, Belinda. How are you? are you ready to guess how many shots it's going to take to down that turkey?
Yes.
Okay, how many shots do you say?
One.
It's going to take one shot, huh? You must be a pretty good shot at it. Are you?
Uh-uh.
You don't know if you're a good shot. Okay, hang on. We'll see how many shots it takes here. Congratulations, Belinda Smith, because you got a turkey from the Super Q. Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and what does it take to win your love? We can talk about it. It's 7:40 at the Q with Joey Ryan and the Great Turkey Shoot. Well, you know what I mean? Canoe, canoe, and it's dynamite stuff. It's imported from France by Dana. It has a fresh citrus crisp aroma, and it smells so groovy that people will be just chasing after you to just get near you and smell how good you smell.
Mm-hmm. Even with the flu, I can do.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Would you like to be a winner on the Q? You could be. Just send us a card or a letter with your name, address, and phone number to WDRQ Detroit. Also include the names, addresses, and phone numbers of five of your friends that you think listen to Q. If we call them and you're right, they win. But
you win double.
Twice as much for you. Send your card or letter now to WDRQ Detroit. Our official address is 15933 West 8 Mile Road, zip code 48235. If you're right, they win. And you win double. WDRQ.
Tramps and Thieves sounds like the staff here at Q 904 with Joey Ryan, the leader of the Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. And here's Bulldog. Last weekend I asked her and she said, "No." That's what she said. Where were you?
What a thing to say. You just said no.
That's Danny O'Keefe. Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. 9:06, most music time. Rockin' steady through the night. This is Mike Stewart.
Most music.
As for Rick Springfield and What Would the Children Think? 9:11, most music time with Mike Stewart. Oh, baby. I just cannot get away from this song. I dig it all to pieces. This is David Gates, Hit Bound with the Bread and Sweet Surrender. Love it! David Gates and the Bread, Sweet Surrender. You know, I saw them in concert a few months ago, and I would pay to see them do that, just that song, you know? I'm nuts, right? 914, most music time. I might be nuts, but I play the most music in North America. These are the Friends of Distinction.
WDR Detroit. 10:30. This is Bob Pittman with the Great Turkey Shoot. Your chance to win coming up soon. PRQ. This is Bob Pittman with Rare Earth. After barely surviving one of those bummer Mondays, I'm in the mood for celebration. You just name the fleet. 10:32. Bob Pittman with the Great Turkey Shoot. Giving you a chance to win a bird very shortly. Keep it on cue. Here's Mel and Jim. It's called My Thing. It's 5:17. On a Tuesday afternoon with Steve Cannon on the radio. Gonna be partly cloudy and cold through tomorrow. 38 today, 28 tonight, 38 tomorrow. It's 36 right now, the Motor City. Here's Smokey Bill from Funky Hill. All right.
Maybe you wanna give me.
With a mighty Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I second that emotion. It's 5:20, and if you'd like now to get in on the Great Turkey Shoot and rip me off for a Thanksgiving bird, why don't you be the fifth caller at 298-1813. That's 298-1813. I'll take the fifth caller right now for the Turkey Shoot. From Nova Scotia, Dan Murray and Snowbird. Well, speaking of your bird, and we were, I certainly hope you roast it well tomorrow and enjoy it, baste it with perhaps some mushroom sauce. 114 from WXYZ.
Only Rayovac batteries show you.
I don't think you can say that on the radio. Mostly cloudy with a chance of periods of light snow this afternoon through Thursday. High this afternoon in the 30s, the low tonight in the upper 20s. North winds at 12, humidity is 69, and the temperature is 34. The song, it was written by the Adresi brothers, Don and Dick Adresi, called Never My Love. 17 minutes before 2 o'clock now.
When I saw you standing there.
This is Lobo, and I'd love you to want me.
About fell out my tree.
13 minutes before 2, WXYZ time. Plus a cloudy chance of periods of light snow this afternoon through Thursday. High this afternoon in the 30s, a low tonight in the 20s. Currently north winds at 12. Humidity at 69. The temperature in Detroit is 34. That does end, doesn't it? Available in Ann Arbor, Discount Records, Liberty Music, University Cellar, Salvation Records, and the Music Box in Brighton. Right, thank you for being a part of my Wednesday. See you tomorrow at 10, just ahead of that big dinner. We'll close with Mama Cass.
Baby,
now that's Aretha explaining life as we both know it in the big city. 35 degrees outside. Just can't get over the sunshine. I never thought he'd come back. Operator. Jim Croce on the Jim Davis Show on the day before Thanksgiving. Jim Croce on WXYZ at 7 minutes past 3 o'clock.
A Detroit banker. A Detroit banker.
I know the Edison Lighthouse Moving Group. Believe my love is growing. Happy Wednesday. out of Jim Davis, day before Thanksgiving. 35 degrees, sunny skies. Oh, we got that and more.
WXYZ.
Play the fool. It's my hobby, of course. Main ingredient. Take a look at the holiday weather. About 3 minutes or so.
Radio Dixie Music. WAAM.
That's the Who, and I can't explain from the album Meaty, Beaty, Big, and Bouncy. And You and Me with the Moody Blues from the 7th Sojourn album. It's now 19 minutes after 3 o'clock at Radio 1130. Detroit weather, cloudy, chance of periods of light snow this afternoon through Thursday. This is a new forecast with the same old writing, and I forgot to edit this thing again. I don't know if you guys in the newsroom, I don't think they can hear me. I don't think they realize, because they don't really read things. You know, it's like a rip-and-read operation. They don't realize that this thing is all goofed up here. Mostly cloudy. Chance of light snow this afternoon. Yeah, okay. I have done an editing job right on the air. High this afternoon in the mid-30s, low tonight the upper 20s, and high tomorrow in the upper 30s. It's 35 degrees at WCAR.
This is the ambush question man again.
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. This is Al Harris at 11:23. I was just ripped off by Stuart Feldman for the Cheech and Chong LP. Your chance is coming up real soon. Michael Jackson, Never Can Say Goodbye. 11:26. WDRQ Detroit. It's 11:30, and I'm Mally Harrison on a 2020 Winners Rip-Off Weekend.
Hello, Jolly Big George.
Now, coming up in just about 30 seconds from now, we say Go Blue musically with a Wabash Cannonball, Michigan. And a Washtenaw midway between Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, open 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 7 on Sunday. Well, of course, about this time of the year, just before this seemingly traditional game between Ohio State and Michigan, where it boils right down to the Rose Bowl, place at the Rose Bowl, we have to get caught up in the enthusiasm and say that we are very happy that we have friends in Kalamazoo.
Ask old Woody, he knows his football. He's sorry as can be. But that the Wolverines of Michigan were playing Tennessee. See that line of blocking, what the fact about? Headed for the goal line, we're number one, no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, cruising the brand new car. And the Wolverine of Michigan is a football superstar. The big bow, our coach of the year. The brains behind the Wolverines, the ones that they all fear. You'd better pay attention and watch the final gun. For the Wolverines of Michigan will then be number one. Be that line of blocking, watch the back move out. It is for the goal line, we're number one, no doubt. The Wolverine of Michigan is a football superstar.
I love it, man. That is your old Robert on the All-Pro label. And, of course, it's a Cannonball, Wabash Cannonball. What can I say, you know? Except I don't know where you can get the record, but keep listening, boy. So for you people from Kalamazoo, have a good day in Ann Arbor, won't you? Stay with your guy says,
how to do, eat that turkey. Cut down those candy yams, man.
Okay, enough of that slow stuff. Now's the time to get down to the boogie. And Mama Cass Elliott, this is Solid Gold. If you're going out tonight, you better bundle up warm, honey, because it's chilly on the outside and wet and snowy. Yuck! Stay in, eh?
Town is a mess of now.
I feel like you were running the race, eh? And you're winning? That's done by the Who, and it's called the Relay. It's 8:32, most music time on the Pat Scott Show.
Most music.
Okay.
It's going to be cloudy, snow flurries tonight and tomorrow, a low of 25, high tomorrow 35. Right now it is 35 degrees, cloudy skies in the Motor City.
I love all the things you say,
and that's the gallery on WXYZ in Detroit, the Jim Davis Show, or Reasonable Facsimile. Have you noticed it's Monday?
WXYZ.
With nary a summer breeze. Now, WAAM Ann Arbor presents another hour of
More Solid Rock.
Stone the Crest, My Juanita from 1957. The Crest got their start. They were singing on a subway train in Brooklyn on the way to Manhattan, and some lady heard them, and not only did she not tell them to get off the subway, she gave them a card which had the name of a band leader or a record agent or something like that. And they went over there, and they got together, and they called themselves the Crest. Their names were Jay Carter, Tommy Dow, Harold Torres, and John Mastrangelo, who became Johnny Maestro, and Johnny Maestro also sang at the Brooklyn Bridge. And they were one of the first integrated groups. A lot of the groups were all black in the early part of the 50s, and a lot of them were all white in the 60s and late 50s. But say around 58 to 57 to about 59 or 60, they had some integrated groups, and that was one of them. Another one was the Bell Vikings, which we open our show with every week. The second song we play, which is Whispering Bells. They were out of Pittsburgh, and they were an integrated group. The Marcells, 1961. Blue Moon, also out of Pittsburgh, I believe, an integrated group. Anyway, That's our lesson in rock and roll history for the night. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, or general phobia that you'd like to discuss, I don't know why I said that, call us at 761-3500. What's the problem, Tor?
By the way, the Skyliners come out.
Oh, yes. Tor said the Skyliners came out of Pittsburgh, but the Skyliners do not fall into the category of which we were just discussing. They were certainly not group harmony groups. The Penguins come out of Pittsburgh, too, and they're fighting for the Stanley Cup, and we all know they're going to win it. Right? Right. Okay. If you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan or anything, as I said, 761-3500. We've got a whole dose now of Elvis Presley coming up.
That's Free Dark Night on WC Air. That's called Family of Man. Just ahead of that, Uriah Heep from the Magician's Birthday LP. We heard tales. 4 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Hank O'Neill for Paul Christie.
Have you ever needed help because of a flat tire, dead battery, or some other car trouble?
WJRFM.
From JRFM, Wayne Foley in Detroit.
Stevie Wonder on JRFM. This is Superstition. Here's Cat Stevens on WJRFM.
Harbor Bank with 11 convenient locations to serve you. Ypsilanti Z-Bart Roofing, 800 E-Course Road. The Frontier Beef Buffet, 2333 East Stadium Boulevard. Sun and Gate Sporting Goods, 315 South Main. The University Activity Center. Specialists in campus information and entertainment. And Ham's Beer, distributed locally by the Lipinski Distributing Company, presents Michigan Hockey. Yes, it's time for the fast action in the tense competition of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. This is Chuck Caton, and I'll be back to set the stage for tonight's game, Michigan versus the Western Ontario Mustangs, after this from Ann Arbor Bank.
Member FDIC.
Good evening, hockey fans. This is Chuck Caton bidding you welcome from the Michigan Coliseum, where the Wolverines are ready to do battle with the Western Ontario Mustangs, a school which is located in London, Ontario.
The Big Eight with Ted Richard, and as you can tell, some turkey just called.
Bird,
it's Don Lawson. Crazy legs and all, y'all.
CKMW. Motor City Rock.
Good afternoon, 2:30 at the Big Eight. This is Jack Antony, Talon Gold, with the number 8 rated LP of 1972 by Elton John.
I'll be crying, some people like Jim Capata.
Now you're getting there. Take it easy. A lot of crazy people on the road. This song's going to hit home with you if you're about 500 miles from destination. Tony Scotti, the vice president of MGM Records, and his group. Tony Scotti's group, Heaven Mile, about 6 months back. More than that, about a year ago. Actually, about a year ago. That was, and I know it's about, it's marked wrong. There's somebody wrote something on a label that goes back at least a year, because I was playing that record when I was getting ready to go on my vacation to Denver, and that that West I had out there, they have a little home out. Did I tell you about that? You probably found out when I went out there to work on a radio station. They have a little home out there for aging disc jockeys and unwed disc jockeys, and that's where I stayed for about 10 months. Somebody's going to believe me. Tonight, cloudy and cooler with a low temperature going down to 23 degrees. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny and cool with a high expected temperature about 38 degrees. And right now we've got 26 from WLW. We always kid Jockey Joe Kelly about being very naive and very innocent. especially before he got married to Miss Alice from down in Johnson City, Tennessee. And I feel sad because I know I hurt his feelings, but I found out this, that his wife, Miss Alice, had gathered all of Jackie Joe's old love letters. Huh? She got them together and she sold them to Jack and Jill magazine. And they're going to print them on a monthly basis. Did you read about that? That's Austin Roberts' big hit record, Something's Wrong With Me, the guy who sounds so much like Dave Cassidy, and Something's Wrong With Me, the tune. They have a new book. Did you read about that? Called The Hypochondriac's Handbook. It's supposed to be for the man who has everything. 13 after 11.
WLW.
On the Jill Weiber Show, Cleveland Browns football coach Nick Skorich has been given a new contract extending through the 1975 football season.
Don't want to be lonely tonight. That's James Taylor. His friends call him Jim. That's why I said it's James Taylor. 3:46 to WIID with Jeff Stone, Elton John, and the Honky Cat.
W-I-I-D.
And the greatest hits of all time continue. Dusty Springfield from 1966. You don't have to say you love me. Just keep those cards and letters coming in. Dusty Springfield on WIID. 3:55, this is the Art Gallery. And one is a very, very, very lonely number.
A hand. And now he picked it up. Now he laid it back down. Now he's picked it up again. It's a submachine gun with a kind of stock that's that metal bar stock. You know, it's hollow rather than a solid wooden stock. Back behind, to the left, there's a pillar. And from my view, I can see a German sharpshooter there.
The Sound of 72.
Have a happy new year with CKLW.
From September comes song number 80, Kenny Holland and LaVon Dozier. And Why Can't We Be Lovers?
Sometimes I feel like...
You're listening to the top 100 in order.
CKNW, Motor City Rock.
11 o'clock at the Big 8, Eddie Rogers with the Sound of 72 and song number 69 with Commander Cody.
My daddy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
From June, the year's number one song, the CKLW Sound of 72 proudly presents its writer and artist, Bill Withers.
Usually when people write songs, they write about some kind of love, more than likely romantic love, which is probably the most inconsistent kind. People have learned to look three or four different people right in their eyes nowadays and say, till death do us part, before any of them dies. But there is one kind of love that's more consistent. It's just that kind of love that says, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And if there's anything you can do for me, I sure would appreciate it. I'd like to thank everyone in the Motor City for making Lean On Me the number one song there this year. I never expected it, and I'm very, very grateful. Thank you very much.
That's Gilbert O'Sullivan, number two song from 1972, Alone Again Naturally. Hey, are we having a good time? Everybody, you ready? All at once, one, two, three. Yeah! Oh, beautiful, wow. Hey, John Flick is over there. He's doing his lamp trick again. Watch that guy. I mean, this is not a dirty radio show. We are at the point right now where we're going to play the number one song from 1972. All I can ask is, are you ready for... Roberta Flack. Am I ready for... Is Roberta Flack ready? Roberta Flack is not ready. She's ready now. Don't say a word, man. Get into this one. It's like love music, right? Voted by all to be the number one song in 1970. First time I ever saw your face.
Oh, babe, what would you say? I love that record. 16 minutes before 2 o'clock at WXYZ. The Beatles special comes up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. That's the one that was produced by the BBC and had so much talk and played before. It's Glen Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Glen Campbell at WXYZ. But a lot of jokes, takeoffs from that record. Unfortunately, we can't do any on the radio. I'm sorry I brought it up. 33 degrees outside right now. Remember, tomorrow morning, Dick Burton will be on from 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and if it's cold enough, he'll have Lou Shook come out with a drink for the kiddies, what they call the drink for the little nippers. And probably, if Burton samples it, Lou will finish the show. Cloudy, little temperature change this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. A high today and tomorrow near 40, low tonight near 30 degrees. Light, moderate southwest winds today and tonight, becoming northwest tomorrow. Right now, the winds are from the southwest at 17 miles an hour. The humidity is 58%, and the temperature, 33 degrees. Ty Coltrane, Thunder and Lightning.
Checks.com.